This is Wade Rathke. It's the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. As of 2014, there are about 5 million borrowers with jumbo student loan balances over $50,000. Out of 40 million Americans total with student debt. Large balance borrowers represent 17% of student borrowers leaving college or grad school in 2014, up from 2% of all borrowers in 1990 after adjusting for inflation. Large balance borrowers now owe 58% of the nation's $1.4 trillion in outstanding student debt. Pennsylvania Supreme Court redrew the congressional district maps to offset gerrymandering. At stake was the fate of a Republican gerrymander that intended to cement a 13-5 Republican advantage in an evenly distributed state. Now the Republicans will have little to no advantage at all. By taking steps that hurt the individual health insurance market, Trump has widened the gulf between people who pay full price for their coverage and those who get generous subsidies or free Medicaid. That, in turn, has deepened the resentment that has long simmered among many who do not qualify for government assistance toward those who do. The National Labor Relations Board member and former Littler Mendelson shareholder Bill Emanuel's participation in a recent case altering the board's joint employment standard calls into doubt both the validity of that ruling and the adequacy of the board's recusal procedures, the agency's inspector general said in a report. A 9-month investigation by Politico found that workers are so lightly protected that 6 states have no investigators to handle minimum wage violations, while 26 states have fewer than 10 investigators. Want to be an actor outside of the major markets? Actors Equity says a study indicates here's where you need to go. Market leaders are Central Florida, home to roughly 1,000 equity members, many of whom work on Disney productions on a daily basis. Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Minneapolis, St. Paul, St. Louis, Milwaukee, Madison, Kansas City, Denver, Seattle, Houston, Galveston, and Cincinnati, Louisville. Students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida, where 17 people were killed last week, are traveling to Tallahassee to call for a ban on assault rifles. Direct appeal follows protests outside of schools, social media appeals, and national television appearances. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.